This vertical structure is a memorial created by the city of Vicenza together with National Association of War Mutilated and Disabled Veterans in collaboration with Association Toponomastica Femminile and the Advisory Council for Gender Policies. It marks the 80th anniversary of women's right to vote and the Italian Republic as part of the national project Vie Maestre. It is dedicated to the 21 women who, together with 535 men, forged the main highway that has guided us in freedom and democracy for 80 years, the Italian Constitution. The 21 founding mothers greatly differed in age, life experiences, social background, cultural and political background. Together, they worked to establish fundamental rights such as equality, the right to work, and women participation in public life. To give them a face and voice in this place is not just a memorial, it is a reminder that without political equality, there is no social justice. The rights are not concessions, but conquests. The mothers of the Constitution were elected on June the 2nd, 1946, the very day Italians were called to choose between monarchy and republic and to elect the Constituent Assembly. The Italian Republic was born that day, thanks to universal suffrage. From the day women exercised their right to vote and be voted for the first time, 21 of them were elected, first time to the Constituent Assembly. Here we remember them with gratitude and esteem and the hope that we'll come to know them and cultivate, like this garden, what they wisely contributed to creating. Below there, the brief biography of the 21 Constituent Mothers. Adele Bay, 1904 and 1974, trade unionist, captain of partisan formations, and recipient of the War Cross for Military Valor. She spent 10 years in fascist prisons. She worked to address the conditions of female prisoners and insurance and social security of workers and their families. Bianca Bianchi, 1914-2000, teacher and partisan. She promoted equal access to education and civil rights. She also fought to have the infamous son of NN removed from documents. Laura Bianchini, 1903-1983, teacher, journalist, and partisan. She was committed to education and instruction and supported the importance of strengthening technical and vocational education in harmony with the needs of the employment world. Elizabeth Conci, 1895-1965, a teacher active in local and national politics. She was deeply involved in the issue of linguistic minorities, especially in South Tyrol. Maria de Unterricher Iervolino, 1902-1925, pedagogist and teacher, a supporter of Maria Montessori's educational method, appointed to the Commission for International Treaties and the Submission of Inquiry for School Reform. Filomena Delli Castelli, 1916-2010, teacher. She fought for women's rights, child care, and state support for the family. She hosted a television program to contribute to literacy to the country, in the country. Maria Agamedem Federici, 1895-1884, teacher, partisan, and writer. A member of the Commission of 75, she worked on family rights and the entry of women into the judiciary. She was the first president of the CIF and founder of ANFE for the rights of families of immigrants. Nadia Gallico-Spano, 1916-2006. Born in Tunisia, journalist, partisan, and anti-fascist. She championed the principle of equality between spouses and all children, demanding the elimination of the infamous stigma of son of NN. Angela Gotelli, 1905-1996, teacher and Red Cross nurse during the resistance. Appointed to the Commission of 75, she supported women's right to access the highest level of the judiciary. Angela Maria Guidi Cingolani, 1896 and 1991, DC journalist, first woman to speak in the chamber of the Constitutional Court, pioneer of women's union organization. She was involved in Working Mothers and Peace, first female and a secretary in a government of the Republic. Nilde Iotti, 1920-1999. An historic figure, a partisan, appointed to the Commission of 75, she fought for the substantive equality of women. She was the first female speaker of the Chamber of Deputies. Teresa Mattei, 1921-213, partisan and anti-fascist. The youngest member of the Constituent Assembly, she promoted Article 3 on substantial equality. She chose the mimosa as the symbol of International Women's Day. Angelina Lina Merlin, 1887-1979, teacher and partisan, a member of the Commission of 75. She was responsible for the insertion in Article 3 of the words without distinction of sex, famous for her fight against brothels, Marilyn Lowe, and for the abolition of the term illegitimate child. Angela Minella Molinari, 1920-1988, teacher, active in the resistance and the UDI, Italian Union of Italian Women. She championed social rights by promoting welfare as a state social service. She is remembered for her great oratory skills and strong personality. Rita Montagnana Togliatti, 1895-1979, politician and trade unionist. She championed women rights, workers' rights. Among the founders of UDI, Italian Union of Italian Women, and the PCI, she supported the nationalization of banks and the agrarian reform. Maria Nicotra, 1913-2007, trade unionist and active in Catholic women's organization. She worked on the physical and economic protection of working mothers, publishing for children and adolescents, and the conditions of prisoners. Teresa Nocelongo, 1998. Partisan, trade unionist, and one of the founders of PCI, Partito Comunista Italiano, Italian Communist Party. Appointed to the Commission of 75, she championed equality in employment and equal pay, stressing the importance of motherhood. Ottavia Penna Buscemi, 1987-1986, committed to assisting the poorest and most needy. She championed the need for strong female representation. She received many votes to become the president of the Republic. Elettra Polastrini, 1908-1990, a worker active in anti-fascism and the resistance. She was arrested by the Germans after the armistice and deported to Germany at the Constituent Assembly. She submitted questions for the transfer of former crown property to the state for welfare purposes. Maria Maddalena Rossi, 1906-1995, a graduated in chemistry and leading environmentalist journalist, partisan, and president of the UDI, Italian Union of Italian Women. She supported women's right to access and participate in the administration of justice, committed to peace and the establishment of international organizations. Vittoria Titomani, 1895-1888, an elementary school teacher and trade unionist. She supported regional autonomy and promoted women's labor rights.